got one brother and two sisters living.
What are their names?
Harley Hoover and Jeanette Tabor and Edel Knotts.
Where do they live?
Edel Knotts lives at Columbus. Jeanette lives at Columbus. And Harley lives at Columbus. They all live at Columbus.
Do you remember any funny stories about your family?
About what?
About your family.
Do I have any stories?
Yeah, funny stories about your family.
Funny? I can't remember any right now.
Well, I'll ask you that question later. When did your family settle in this area?
Oh, goodness. You mean my mom and dad?
Yeah.
Long, long time ago, I don't know.
What are your parents' full names?
Frances Marion Hoover and Delally Jane Curtis Hoover.
Where were they born?
They came from Ohio here.
Yeah, they were born in Ohio, right?
No, their parents came from Ohio.
Then they were born in Ohio.
No, they wasn't. They were born here in Brown County, I'd say.
Yeah. Do they have any stories about their parents?
Honey, I never know much about their parents because...
Who are their brothers and sisters? Do they have any brothers or sisters?
Not living.
I mean, did they?
Yes.
How many?
Let me see. Dad had Aunt Belle Fox and Aunt Jane Smith and Alice White and Surrey Brooks. And my dad. There's always 11, there's 5 of them. On dad's side, mom was the only one, her family.
Okay. What was school like?
School? In your time?
No, oh, in yours.
Oh. Well, we went to a one room school and had one teacher and 8 grades and just for one teacher.
What were your favorite subjects?
Arithmetic and spelling and physiology, which is health to you.
What chores did you do?
My toys.
Chores.
Chores. Plenty of them. You mean when it's little or?
Yeah, when you're little.
I had to carry in wood. That's one thing. And feed the chickens.
Clean the house?
No, my older sister done that. I had little outdoor jobs.
What games did you play?
Fox and goose. And
could you tell me about them? Could you tell me more about that game?
I can't remember how we played. Oh, yes, we did. When the snow was on, you know, we'd form a circle. And somebody get in the middle. And then from that, I can't remember how we played that.
Oh, yeah. You gotta throw something at them like a snowball. Try to hit them.
I don't know how we played it, but we had a circle.
Did you have a favorite toy?
Favorite toy? Yeah. I had a little old baby buggy and I pushed my little pet dog in. An old rag doll.
Did you have a favorite pet?
Yeah, my dog.
What was his name?
Billy, I think.
Who were your best friends?
Who?
Who were your best friends and what did you do together?
Just went to school together.
Did you play, like, Did you play in the snow? Did you go fishing or anything?
No, in the summer. We had to work at home. We didn't go fishing and that, swimming or nothing like that.
Would you name one of your friends?
Huh?
Would you name one of your friends?
One of my friends?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What?
Ruth Crabtree. Bruce Seitz then. Went to school with her.
When did you get your first car? How old were you?
I didn't have no car.
What kind of jobs did you have? What kind of job did you have?
Washing on the washing board for other people.
How much money did you make?
50 cents for the washing.
When did you first meet your husband?
I was about 17-year-old. And I met him at the Belleville picnic.
Where did you live?
Well, down off of the road from 135 south.
What was a typical day like?
Hmm?
What was a typical day like?
Typical day? Like what?
Like, what did you do? Did you work? Both of you guys work?
Hmm? What?
Did you two work?
Me and Donald?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we worked at home on the farm.
Did you make any money?
He did, I didn't. Mine was pretty well.
How did you celebrate Christmas as a child?
As a child? Well, we didn't even have a Christmas tree. And Daddy'd get us some peanuts and candy and oranges. Maybe that.
You had presents, foods, and songs. Did you sing songs?
Presents.
Did you have presents? Did you have songs?
And what?
Did you sing songs?
Sing songs?
Yeah.
We did at school.
At
we
Christmas?
We used to have a school program.
What were your teenage years like?
Teenage what?
Years.
You.
Years.
Years. Well, I think they're just ordinary. Kind of rough.
What were the style of clothes you had? What was the style? Did the boys wear some jeans and t-shirt?
Yes.
What did you wear?
Gingham dresses. Stockings. And slippers.
Where have you traveled?
Bloomington and Madison and Memphis, Kentucky, that's all.
What was your happiest event?
When I got married and when my first child was born, that was pretty happy.
Do you remember the
presents?
Did you remember the depression?
Depression? Well, I was lived through it, I guess. I was married, though. I don't know.
Oh, that's all.
Let's go to it.
Would you tell me more about your life?
Teenage life? That was your
life? Well, that's all of your life.
Well,
was it hard growing up?
No, we didn't have no school buses when I was real, started to school. We had to walk to school a mile and a quarter to a mile and a half through bad weather. We did have bad weather then. And had big snows with it. It'd rain and crust on the top, and my father would go in front of us and walk and break the crust so his children could follow him and walk to school. Many times the creeks would be up and people had to bring a horse down there to set us across the creek. And one time the bridge went out and Glenn Holbrook, their horse over there, just set us across the creek. And so he took Edale and I crossed, and then he went back to get his sister. The horse went out in the middle of the creek and towed him off. That's really funny. And so that, we'd go to school, and the teacher, a lot of times we had a wood stove to heat, and she'd fix the soup and vegetables on the stove, and we'd bring us a bowl, and we'd have us a hot lunch for dinner. And it was really exciting. On Friday we'd have a spelling match and a ciphering match.
Like a spelling bee or something?
Had to spell down, you know, see who stood the floor. It was very interesting. And as children, we'd wash the windows to get out of school. They'd let us wash the windows and clean them up. That took in some of our time. So, the last of school, our teacher would take us for a walk, and we'd make a bonfire and roast winnies. And so we thought that was really exciting too. Wasn't very many children in school then.
Did you have any parties?
No, we'd have pie suppers.
Pie suppers? Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, it's where the girls would bake pies and take. They'd auction them off at night. About 7 o'clock it'd start. And whoever liked you, they'd bid more on your pie. So whoever bought the pie, I don't care who it was, you had to help eat the pie. It was funny. I enjoyed that too. We never had too many after I got up big enough to take a pie and go.
Did you have a party during Christmas at school?
Well, we'd call it a school play. We'd have we'd all have to get up and say speeches and sing songs. And had Santa Claus.
And did he give you candy?
Candy canes. And we'd have a big Christmas tree. Go out and cut it, bring it in, it'd go up under the ceiling. And we'd have to make the decoration from it.
How would you put the star on top if it went to?
Probably we didn't have no star. We'd pop popcorn, even strung popcorn, put on it. You know, round it, make it pretty, just like a pencil. And make a chain out of crepe paper. Of course, that's back days we didn't have everything that you could go to the store and buy. We had to make a lot of it. But I enjoyed my school years. We'd get out recess and play, and when it was bad, we'd play blindfold in the schoolhouse. That's where you put a cover over people's eyes, and they'd go through there trying to catch who they could and find out who they were.
Did the boys bother the girls, or were they just nice to each other?
No, we played together. It wasn't too bad. And then he said noon we'd get out and play with the black man and their base, long ball and all this good stuff, handkerchief. We dropped the handkerchief, London Bridge. We just had it all. Our teacher would get out and play with us. And I think about eight pupils at one time that we had at school, and then they closed our school down and went to Deadfall to school. And then they moved Deadfall, and 2 years later they moved Deadfall back to over there to Clark's. And then that made a big school again.
Did you ever have a blizzard?
Blizzard?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's one time I had to walk home and school in it. And boy, it snowed and rained and I had a hat on my head on the top and had long hair and it hung down the back of my head, neck. And it was froze stiff time I got walked home from ice and snow. But it was interesting. I had to walk about a mile and a half.